ઓલાલા આ લાલા હોવો તો કે લાય આપણે ઓલાલા સિંગ કરે તો રોવા તરેગા તો જાસે લાલી સામતાં તે પોસિન તો સાં સાં જો પોન દો ગરે તેરાં સો દાદાં ને પિંગરે કલે કલે દો જો પોન દો મદા બસો.
Today when we recite the Gyatso Lalen or the 37 practices of a Bodhisattva, we will sometimes recite slowly and sometimes quickly. Rinpoche says this will help us for our correct pronunciation.
Namo Loki Joraya Koenge Jigundo Mezija Dovet ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི 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 ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི 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 ཁ Hola, so tan droba nam gan ta dan yam be sim ji tam je ji don du zo be san ji ji kon ba nu bu ji du ba te yi ke du tam be chu lo tu san gon zum ji chu ber ji wen san ba san ju jo du to ji ba ngon de dan de sin
Bo ji asas Rinpoche asks us to, before we are going to listen to the teachings, to first of all develop the enlightened attitude of bodhicitta. The enlightened attitude or bodhicitta is the thought or the intention that we are going to attain the supreme state of Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings who are in number as vast as the sky. And for that, in order to attain this state, we have to listen, reflect, and meditate upon the genuine Dharma teachings. The topic of today is Milarepa's song called Mahamudra, distinguishing the provisional from the definitive meaning. In this song, there are four different topics upon which the provisional is distinguished from the definitive meaning. The first one is outer appearances. The second
one is Semje Nelo Vesa Saja Chembo Mato Putuna. Mato Bukamna Marikvari. Jumchen Karre Ranga Ngua Ranga Rangiam Ranga Nelok Marik Pesena Mato Besena Marikvare Ka Sela Mikin Rodivare. Mulamje Yijina Kiki in the Trodivare. Mato Tuna Marikpa. Ta Mato Butuna Yijina Kite Ranga Ngua Marik Besena Marikpa Yina. Marek betela chun chire, le ni monkunji yesainse. Marek beteni korvetsa vayanre, kovalam korsor mandava, hitor mandava mangbu yabale, tender chuni jem korsor di wangdo sena, tender chuni jetsavate, marek pare, marek ba imesena, marek ba dem korvetsa vare, marek bang korvetsa va, donga jetsa va, ni mon tam jeti yadan savare. This is the name of 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 the Nyomombatan Kunjitawa, Nyomong Kuntan, Nyomong Le Songwe, Ta Leda Nyomong Le Songwe, Tene Leda Nyomonga Top Jim Corbis in Jilla, Donga Yongo, Donga Jitsavar Yang, Shogni Tembare, Musa Leda Nyomong Jitsavar Tembare, Shogni Donga Dan, Chung Tamji Jitsava, Savan Tartopati, Tene Marek Pala Topare. This and a lay new monk when you get a in somewhere. Yeah, this one.
The verse starts out by saying, mental consciousness coursing inside, not realized, is basic ignorance, the root of all karma and affliction. What is the mental consciousness? Sometimes called mind consciousness. We know about the six types of consciousnesses, which are the eye consciousness, the ear consciousness, the nose consciousness, the consciousness of the tongue, and the body consciousness, plus the sixth one, which is the mind or the mental consciousness. There are some other traditions which also assert the all-base consciousness. Those traditions speak of eight consciousnesses, namely, including to this sixth, also the all-base consciousness, or alaya vijnana, and also the afflicted mind consciousness. These are eight then. But here, talking about the mind consciousness, or the inner mind consciousness, which is cursing, causing or moving, this is the sixth consciousness. So the mental consciousness. And it is necessary that we know what this sixth consciousness is. Therefore, here again, the sixth consciousness is described in three different phases. The first phase is when we are not realized. The second phase is when we are realized. And the third phase is from the ultimate point of view. So whatever is causing or moving inside, that is the mind or the mental consciousness. Why do we say it is causing or moving? Because it moves out to outer objects. It is distracted out to outer objects. As long as we are not realized, that means as long as we didn't realize the true nature of mind, clear light, luminosity, or Mahamudra, as long as we didn't realize that, this consciousness is basic ignorance, or Marikpa, ignorance. This ignorance means not being aware or not having realized, namely the true nature of mind. As long as we have this ignorance, we look outside with our mind at objects and confuse these objects and are deluded about these objects. This is as if we are dreaming a dream and don't recognize that the objects are truly existent. This ignorance is the root of all karma and afflictions. When we speak about samsara, the root of samsara, then this is ignorance, a basic ignorance. Samsara sometimes is also described as the 12 interdependent links. And the first of these 12 interdependent links is also ignorance. So in this way, we can say that ignorance is the first of the 12 interdependent links and thus the root of samsara. So ignorance is the root of samsara. It is the root of our confusion and delusion. It is the root of our karma and it is the root of all our afflictions. Due to ignorance, we accumulate karma and this karma will make us be caught up in samsara. So therefore it says here, as long as the mental consciousness or as long as you haven't realized the true nature of mind, the mental consciousness is basic ignorance, and this is then, at that point, the root of all karma and affliction.
ཁྱི
In this stanza, it describes that the mental consciousness is the main confusion, or the main consciousness which is confused. This is because the other five consciousnesses, or the set of five consciousnesses, or the five sense consciousnesses, they are non-conceptual. They don't work with names, words, and so on. They don't grasp concepts. But the mental consciousness works by means of names, words, and so on. And therefore, it carries the biggest delusion with it. And therefore, here it is said that the mental consciousness is the root for all mistakes or for all faults.
Ta toba kapsa karasa na to na rang re yiki te karbu yun te dzogban yung hi saba songde. To na. Na zemba yiki nam ki je ne lok te. Ne lok tongbam. Woy saram. Sardong ye me pare. Kholo parpa gongba dan jana. Zemba yiki nam ki de. De ngobo rang yiki tongban ye. Tenya Tanjurje Lokta Jana Tripa Dan Tribe Tumbany. Kolo Sumba Dehi Yingbun Dode Namji Gongba Da Jana Zimba Yiji Nam Hiji Ne Lokte Wu Sarvaran Yina. Wesa Dehi Yimbusilo. Mula Tama Mepa Rangin Number Tapa. Hirap the Ningi Saunjin. Saja Chambu. Log that the Senna, ye did not hide, Satong Yer Mepare. Ye same genelo, Satong Yer Mepate, then the Sacha Chimbre. Tom Tina Nan Zemba, same genelo, Dandy Caps, Sacha Chimbotata Janato. Tonor and Ray Hite, Zemba ye did not hide, Nelo, Satong Yer me, Tiny. Tona, Tona, Sijite, Rang or Rang Ringa. Same Rang Rang Topate, Rang or Rang Ripare. Rang or Rang Ripa imbecena. Mune topa capso. Keep a capso toza da tozi di keba yovare. In a young mune topa capso. Toza tang tozi ni mepet sojito gova imbecena. Rang and more rang rig gova imbecena rang rig cigarette. Tona rangri yekite. Dona rangri yeki sijete, semje ne lok satong yemire, de ranga mo ranga ripar. Ranga mo ranga ripar, de saja chimbo yimisena, de ne to parkava, ta hiparkava, hako kale kabutivare. Inayan tang tang atu nyamyong tenis samantana. Param Rabo Jing Armun Yung and Armin Yunga Tela, Yunza Tan Yunzi, he may be Yunga Rabo Yeretan, Rabu Pila Samotana, Yang Tesa Hako Tole Lavo Chagre. Tona Ranre Yikit. Tatona Ranre Yiki Amranzong Yikina Te Yiki Tela Tini Yundin Karanjungre, Sena Karpu Yundin Zoparjong. Yundin La Carpo Segre,
yuendengi dokso dekpa la nalpo sikiri. Disse nang karpi yuendengi karre, lamji nekab di yuendengi. Satan lamji nekab di yuendengi tang, deva nekab di yuendengi tangche, dene ramzong yekhi ki yuendengi. Penna marmi rawo chi na marmi la yuendengi karindo, mumba sirvi yuendengi. Who serve you in the last of a time? They may you in the end, but they can do carpe in the tamte, ranzo yiki in the end. Carpe in the dog paranjo. Then dante in the end, ranzo yiki rangan over it. Kunzo you in the end, so did Satan rob and our yak over it. Carpe in the dog paranjo. Oh, yeah. तने रामजोंग ये की लत्ती इंदे कर्पे युंदे जोपन जोंगे से ना रामजोंग ये की ते सेम रंग गो सेम सेम जोंगो तो गोंदो सेम रंग गो तो गोंदो तीसे ना तने ता सांजे जो कोमां डोबर सेबल ला तने सेम जे नेलोग तो बादे कार्चे मुरे
The second phase describes the phase when one is realized. It says, realized, it is self-aware wisdom, source of all positive qualities perfected. Here describes the phase when one has realized the true nature of mind, of this inner perceiving mind consciousness. The true nature of this inner perceiving mind consciousness is emptiness, clear light, clarity and emptiness inseparable. If we describe this true nature of the mind consciousness according to the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, then one can say it is natural emptiness. From the Prasangika point of view, we would say it is an emptiness which is free of all mental fabrications. According to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, where the intention of the Tathagatagarbha or Sugatagarbha, the Buddha nature was taught, there one would say the true nature of mind, of the mental consciousness, is clear light. Or one would say it is the clear light Sugatagarbha. This clear light Sugatagarbha is not stained by any stain. It is completely pure, naturally pure. If we describe the true nature of this mental consciousness from the Mahamudra point of view, then we would say it is clarity and emptiness, inseparable or indivisible. Because there one says the true nature of mind is clarity and emptiness inseparable, it is Mahamudra. And here in this this stanza is explained according to the Mahamudra point of view. So when one speaks of realization here, or when one is realized, then one has realized, or one has actualized in the self-awareness which recognizes itself. Or one could say that mind here is an awareness which recognizes itself. This awareness which recognizes itself, when we want to describe it or when we want to explain it, then we need something which is to be explained, and we need somebody who explains it, or the explanation. But from the point of view of realization, there is not an object to be realized, and nobody who realizes, and no realization. There is no duality of an object to be realized and somebody who realizes, or the realization. But it is self-aware. It is an awareness which is aware of itself. This we can only describe by our experience. We may experience that. A similar experience is, for example, when we eat sugar cane. We experience the taste of sugar cane, but we cannot describe any object which is we cannot describe the object which is experienced, and also no experience of that. We cannot make this duality of the object and the experiencer, but we can just experience it. The same is with the self-aware wisdom. It just can experience itself. So here it says, well, once we have realized the true nature of the mental consciousness, it is self-aware wisdom. And this self-aware wisdom is the source of all positive qualities perfected. Speaking of the qualities here, it says, in the Tibetan actually it says, the white qualities. And the white qualities are the positive qualities. All the qualities which we develop and which we have traversing through the bhumis and through the path. And it also includes the qualities of the fruition. When one speaks of black qualities, then one means all the negative qualities, which are the opposite of these positive qualities. Speaking of qualities of a butter lamp, for example, a butter lamp or the flame of the butter lamp has on the one hand side the quality to enlighten the darkness or to make the darkness light, and the light itself is also a quality of the butter lamp. So in the same way, self-aware wisdom carries all the positive qualities. There are qualities on the absolute level. This is the essence of primordial awareness, or the essence of self-arisen, self-aware primordial awareness. And the qualities on the relative level, one says it is the display of the self-arisen, self-aware primordial wisdom. In order to gain the state of Buddhahood, we have to realize, or it is necessary to realize, the essence of mind. Therefore, it is so very difficult to attain the state of Buddhahood. Therefore, it is very important that we realize this true nature of mind, or that we realize the actual nature of the mental consciousness.
Tene somban thartok tone tan thartok tone thartok ton la ye hi mi chue nam se sar char lo song hi sa ba song de thartok tone ne lo thartok pe wang do se na dan dan den ban thartok wang do se na ye hi mi ye hi yang rang yi je ma do pa rang ge ngo we ma do pa re ye hi mi dīkhe chārte sūṅ chārte kholo pārpa dhantyam bārē hiram jīng bōlē nām mī, yehi mī, thopā mī, mātopāyam mī dō sūṅ bārāvā tētē chīk bārē nām mī se jete thānyī dō nām mī sūṅ bā mārē tōṅ tāmbā nām rāṅgē ngōtru pātā trāvā yambasana nām mī, yehi mī, thopā mī, mātopāyam mī dō sūṅ bārē tētāṅ tūṅ bārē kholo pārpa dhantyam bārē ta to ton la yihi mi yihi me ba te ta ni de me ba ma yin ba yihi ton tan ba yihi rang ngo ngo tro ba me ba re tro ba me ba te yan thar to ba tro ba dan tra ba re yihi mi chu nam se sar cha lo song ti se na chu nam se go go do chu se se ju ten di tāmbē chū sēpē kēcā mārē, nāmdō kā yōrdō chūrpā tēsū kāngā lā chū sēkē rē, nāmdō kā yōrdō chūrpē chū tēsū sē gōgdō. Pēnā ngā sō mālāṁ jī kāp sō, sīrū jī zūgdā tērō rīgzā lā sōpā tāng, sīrū jī zūgdā tērō rīgzā lā tēmbē tāñī mādā bā nā sōpā jī zōg rē, tē mālāṁ jī kāp sō chūrpē chū rē. Chūrpē chū sē gōgdō, chūrpē chū mā sē nā chūrpē nāmdō sē gā mārē. Trupe chu sepa tang, trunzenje namdo sepa te, kikwa yungare.
trupe chu mazen to nam mazen and trupe nam do sigamare, trupe nam do mazen and to nanga yo sigamare, malam de chipare. Then I will go on a chunam say, Sir Jalo song. Nam toke, nam toam, same trouble and now a chu say gondo, chu say no, then a chu. Chundo papo de Namdo Gatagre, dozij and Namdo young cigre. Chunam says at Jaloson. Chunam says at Jaloson, some but Namdo says at Jaloson, turn that chick by him. Yeah. Young Namdo sepate, Namdo rounder the dog over a mat, or Namdo can sepate our marriage, such as below.
The third phase is the ultimate point of view. Ultimately, there is no primordial wisdom. All phenomena resolve within their ground. Here, now it speaks of the ultimate nature of the mental consciousness. From the ultimate point of view, or from the absolute truth, there is even no primordial wisdom or no primordial awareness. From the absolute or ultimate point of view, primordial awareness does not exist from its or by its own nature. This now is described according to the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. As for example, it's said in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, that it says, there is no path, there is no primordial awareness, there is no attainment, and there is no non-attainment. And this is not just only words, but it says, from an absolute point of view, primordial awareness does not exist because it does not exist within its own nature. One can also say, absolutely, primordial awareness is also free of all mental fabrications. So ultimately, there is no primordial wisdom. All phenomena resolve within their ground. The Tibetan word here for phenomena is chö, and Rinpoche says, to make it clear, this chö is not dampe chö, genuine Dharma, but it speaks of all the objects of our conceptual mind, so all phenomena. And all these objects we perceive with our mental consciousness, all these objects have to be exhausted. If we exhaust all these objects for our mental consciousness, then naturally also our concepts will exhaust. In a dream, for example, we also perceive appearances. These appearances are deluded or mistaken appearances. When these appearances are exhausted, then also all our concepts, all our thoughts about these appearances will naturally exhaust themselves. So as soon as we exhaust these phenomena, then also the concepts will exhaust or dissolve. If we don't resolve or exhaust this phenomena, then also the concepts about them won't dissolve. And it is also the other way around. So therefore, it says here, one has to resolve or has to exhaust all phenomena which appear to our confused mind. And that will guarantee that our thoughts and concepts will also be exhausted. So once we exhaust phenomena, then we exhaust the concepts. One can also say that these concepts should be self-liberated. In Mahamudra terminology, one would speak of a self-liberation of concepts. That means one should not stop these concepts, but they will liberate themselves. Three times in English. Mental consciousness crossing inside, not realized his basic ignorance. The root of all karma and affliction, realized it is self-aware wisdom. Source of all positive qualities perfected. Ultimately, there is no primordial wisdom. All phenomena resolve within their realm. Somapa taught. Mental consciousness crossing inside, not realized his basic ignorance. The root of all karma and affliction, realized it is self-aware wisdom. Source of all positive qualities perfected. Ultimately, there is no primordial wisdom. All phenomena resolve within their realm. Somapa taught. Mental consciousness passing inside, not realized his basic ignorance. The root of all karma and affliction, realize it is self-aware wisdom. Source of all positive qualities perfected. Ultimately, there is no primordial wisdom. All phenomena resolve within their realm. So my heart taught.
Dasumba, Nilin Zogyu Pombo Lula, Mato Paka, Topaka, Hatoka. Kapsomle, Tambo Mato Bakami, Nilin Zogyu Pumbo de Mato Tunan Jungil, Nata Dama Telen Jonki Savasonde. Nilin Zogyu Pumbo Am, Shata de Pumbo de Candesana, Mato Tuna, Lugenelo Tartopa Mato Betuna, Saja Tembo Mato Betuna, Lugenelo Mato Betuna. Nigandere Luja Nelo Mato Betuna Carre Luja Nelo Monsum the Mato Betuna Jungilu Sa Chu Mi Long de Junga Ye Double Lure Jungi Dutin Double Lure Jungi Dutin Double Lundela Tende Lundela Madan Dadu Kemba Lundala mein nga nga da da samde nga dan da do kemba wangi nata dunga delen jong deni
kinsar la sope, sota mepe, nasa mandava na sopata, ne mandava na sopata. Ne mandava na sopa soma teo, maso lula da de chamba yepa wange, somare mato, lula danza in sani meva chana, tene nasa dunga de suingwisama. Natsa dunga telejo. Taking the lula tembe Natsa dunga telejo, sibe lula tembe dunga madava natsopa. Say mepe lula lula gupe, say tam ku mepe dunga tang. Tene lu pukuchung chung in a luta ya, chimbo cha matopa, lum pen matop dunga tang. Yumba in a rank, yumba make up the lute, name Matopa Yang, gain and yam drove a dungata. That then drove Lily Temple Dunga Madava not so by your body. Louis Apota Zambozo Matopa Dungata. There's a Yapozo ton the ten yam drove a dunga lasoba. That Lily Temple Dunga Madava not so by your body. That Lily Temple Dungati. Matsu Kanga and Yamu Yepesen and Heba Mambu go is a man. Nina Yan Lila Tin and Dunga Kande Kandes Yungado. There's some go with a chair go with it. Ranga Lila Taki Tani Meba, Tene, some no Tani Meba, Tundunda or Maimba, Tene, Ranga Lila Tin and Dunga Kande Yungado, Dunga Madava Kande Yungado, Lila Tempe Dunga Yung with Jim Sinde, Savate Carilla Tong to Tenda or Tagoy. Savateta, Lula Dadi came by the Tobari. Not a dungan dinner. Oh, yeah. Taking the tenny, that Lute la Cheka Namchi Dunga Yere, Cheva Dunga Naso, Yung Sasong Tanda Tangamu, Tenny Nava Dunga, Gabe Dunga, Cheva Dunga Lasoba, Dunga Chimbo Teso Yang, Lula Tame Dunga. Tilly Gamba Dunga Madava Nasoba Yavore. That is so Tamji, Kanga. Tene lu lu je ne long ma to khen lu la da de khen ba la tin ne so ne
The third topic is the form skanda. Also, the form skanda is described in three phases: not realized, realized, and ultimately. It says, this form skanda, drawing in suffering, not realized is the body of the four elements, from hence sickness and misery arise. This form skanda is the skanda which is made of flesh and blood. It is our body. Here we analyze what our body is, our form skanda. As long as we have not realized the true nature of this body, or one can also say, as long as we have not realized Mahamudra, how is our body then, as long as we have not realized the true nature of it? When we have not directly realized the true nature of our body, then this body is made up of four elements, or of the four elements, which are earth, water, fire, and wind. As long as we haven't realized the true nature of the body, then it is composed of these elements, it is composed of atoms. And based on this body, all our sicknesses and all our misery arises. Namely, in that we think that this body is our self, is our I. We think, concerning our body, we think I, mine. And that makes us cling to this body as being our self. And due to this clinging to our body as being the self, all our sicknesses and all our suffering arises. All sicknesses like cancer and so on, incurable sicknesses, all the different kinds of sicknesses arise due to that we take the body to be ourself. Other than that, if we have no ego clinging towards our body at all, we wouldn't experience any sickness and or at least no suffering of this sickness. Therefore, one can say, based on the body, all our suffering arises. Suffering based upon the body could be that we have no food, that we have no clothes, and so on. Or a child could suffer concerning the body in that it thinks, oh, I can't grow quick enough, I'm not becoming big and I'm not becoming old. That would be a child suffering based on the body. An old person suffering based on the body would be that they cannot forbear their old age and that they see their body decreasing, becoming weaker and weaker. That would be an old age person's kind of suffering based on the body. Rinpoche says he doesn't have to give a big commentary upon that because all of us, we know it out of our own experience. But the thing is, we should analyze it. We should analyze where does this suffering come from. If we don't analyze our suffering based on the body, then we become like animals. They would never analyze that. But we can analyze it. So what is the root of the suffering of our body? The root is that we take this body to be a self. And in the same way, we also suffer the four types of sufferings of the body, which are being born, aging, being sick, and dying. The suffering of being born, we have finished already. We might not be able to remember that. But the other three types of suffering, we still experience. And all these types, the other three types of suffering based on our body, namely aging, sickness and death, all these sufferings are only there because we take our body to be our truly existent self.
Then method the chan and zippo chat side to any junior but they don't know. Young shake room of method our year. Taking the Naso Tambo Pokuchung Jung, the Chimbo Chaya, Lu the Chimbo than Trapo Chaya, La Caleca Bundo, Chimbo and Trapo Yumba, Lu Yako chat, Yako tell a name of a Jopoma, he gained a year. Those a method and our year.
In that way, our body is similar to a flower. In the beginning, it takes a long time and a difficult phase for a flower to become big, to grow and to become big. And once it grew, and then it is very beautiful. But this beauty doesn't last a long time. Then it becomes old and disgusting to look at. The same thing happens to our body. In the beginning, the body can't grow quick enough, and once it is grown, then there's only a short phase where it is really strong without sickness, and this phase, the strong phase, is perishing very quickly, and then we are just getting older and older. So in this sense, our body can be compared to a flower.
The name Lula Dembar came by Latin, Dongam Pavala Gong, the magic lab, the German song to you. Luna Roy, sort the yard, the woman, but sort the yard. Lundella, that the came by Dembar came by Hinka Mepa, Roy, sort the yard. Rola, that way, your mother. That woman, but sort the yard. Sim the Namka, sort the yard, Mepa, but sort the yard. Sim, the name. Zungzeng Ninang Namdo Tayan Trabare, this and same Zungzeng Ninang Namdo Gontrabar and Sarikawa. Namkat sort of Yakodo. Same Janelo Namkatabre Kolo Parpa Gumbata the Senna, same Janelo Dreda Namkatabre Kolo Somba de Hinging Bundo de Tad the Senna, same Janelo de Dene Woods are one Kala Niman Yaman. This is the same thing. Namka chodu yana namka la nasu semke megendo tenda o megugdo. Mikpa mep chodu ya. Mikpa mepa da zimba mep chodu ya gore sumare. Te sumba guba junsente lula da du hina dungam pravatan semje mikpa da zon trupa imbaltine sumare. Lula tenda dodona lula danze imase sem teni sem namdo. Zungzinge kare sem yorla mek den thorma ji sumba thorpa me ba gung du sumba na hol
sem yorla mek te chilo la yorla
na na me 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 chu
It was describing here how we take our body to be truly the true self, and upon that our suffering arises. In this context, Matrik Labdren was singing one song in which she taught, or in which she said, let your body rest like a corpse, let your body rest without any owner, let your mind rest like the sky, let it rest without any focus. So here she describes how you should consider your body. If you let it rest like a corpse, then you don't have any clinging to it as yourself anymore. It is just a corpse which you don't cling to anymore. You don't cling to it as a self anymore. And if it is just a corpse, there is no owner or no owner of this corpse. So you just give up your attachment to this corpse. You just give up your attachment to your body if you consider it to be like a corpse. The other thing is the mind, where she says, let your mind rest like the sky or like space. Let it rest without any focus. If it says, let your mind rest like space, this describes that you should let it rest without any conceptuality, without any dualistic conceptuality, without perceiving something and without there being any perceiver. You pacify all dualistic conceptuality if you let your mind rest like space. This also accords to the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, where one says the true nature of mind is free of all mental fabrications, like space. If you want to describe it to the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma, you would say the true nature of mind is clear light. It is clear light, like the sun shining within the sky. So this little song of Matrik Labdren gives us the reason why we should not have any ego clinging towards our body, and why we should not, why we should rest our mind like space, why we should not have any focus with our world, why we should not focus with space. When it says, let your mind rest without any focus, it means let your mind rest without any clinging. If the mind is looking outside, going for objects, then it is confused. If you let your mind rest without any focus, then you will dissolve all your confusion. So here, in brief, it says, concerning your body, you should not have any clinging to it as being yourself. And concerning your mind, you should not focus on outer objects. Then it will dissolve your delusion.
Tene matik la gung je luksor, chu je luksor la lu, kuncho lan chue bambe luksor. Chöpan Parvata, Lu Semjin La Jinpa Tongwa Tang, Chepa Tu Lu Nde La Jinpa Tongwa. Mipa Yore, Ti Junsen Da Kare Sena Gopa Te, Lu Chöpa Da Jinpa Sena, Lu La Danzin, Nga Nga Lu, Da Ga Lu Sampe, Danzin Chepa Gopa Yore. Lu Chö Jena, Ti Kapsu Te Se Danzin Chong Rondo Goye Bore. Jisu Nga Su Danzin Le Goye Yore, Pakya Kato. In a take up of Luton, Joe, Jane Thor to the zona, Danzin Chonon of Gupata. Lula tinted sauce of Gupata, Natsu, Kinja, Chiku, Kachiku, the Lulus over here. Lui Imbassena, Karchiku, Kinja, Chiku, Jose Lonjo, Lulu, Kinja, Chigri, Kinja, Chiku, Imbassena, Tinchapa, Portimatana, Tots of Gupata. So now the Tots of Gupata. Yang lu semjin le jimba tang na semjin le ningi kebu kupa yore. Tena rang lu jimba tang yor semjin le ningi wa rao cha gu yore. Tena tundu humi cha dhata so, rang to che te dagpo jam na, rang so chong sepe tundu cha te humi so la, cha te humi le yang ningi che gu duwa. Tena wo rang cha ta ge jimba tang yor la ningi prabu kupa yang yungri.
The tradition which derived from Machik Lapchen is called the Chö tradition of cutting through ego clinging. Here one offers one's own body to the three rare and supreme jewels, to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. One gives it to sentient beings, and in particular, one gives it to demons. Why is that so, that one offers one's body and that one gives one's body away? This is because we have this ego clinging. We think of our body, this is my body. And if we give this body away, then our ego clinging will be pacified. Or in the beginning, it will at least decrease a little. In the end, it might be pacified at all. So therefore, in this Chö tradition, we give away our own body. And with giving away our own body, we can also accumulate the accumulation of merit. This is actually, our own body is the thing we have the most attachment to. We have attachment to our wealth and to money and things like this. But the body is the thing we have the most attachment to. So if we offer the body or give it away, then this is a much more amount of accumulation of merit than if we just offer ordinary things. The other thing we accumulate is compassion. If we give away our body to sentient beings, then we have compassion. We develop compassion to these sentient beings. Rinpoche says, in the West, we have the tradition that we feed animals. So we feed animals, we give them food out of compassion, because we have compassion to these animals. So if we give away our own body for all sentient beings, this develops our compassion also. So in this way, this tradition is good for to accumulate the accumulation of merit and also to rise our compassion.
Lute Tatarjanga to Tamarjulute
Lüje ne lok de to na lü na dong yen me re. Na dong ni cho re. Te ne dorje te pe lo la. La gom na ya. Thamar ju lü te na dong ni cho am na dong yen me de to na. Te ne la je dorje pa mong ko lo den cho dorje par pa ta bo. Ye dam je la je gom na ya. Rang lü te lar gom na ya la te. Na dong ni cho am na dong yen me de gom tu go re. Na dong ni cho tu xia. Nandong Sungjuk. Then La Gonde Nandong La Lute Rang Lute Lako Nandong Yen me to Hyap to Payino. Then Lula Tamar de Kemba Lula Denbar Kemba Lula Tamar Machangbar and Yen de Kemba La Sope Kemba da Chakpa de Do to Gresumer.
The second phase is when one is realized. It says, realized, it is the deity's body in the union. And the next line should actually say, which reverses attachment to it as ordinary. Here it is when one has realized the true nature of the body. When one has realized the true nature of the body, then it is the union. Union is the union of appearance and emptiness. So the true nature of the body is the union of appearance and emptiness. Once one has realized the true nature of body, which is on the relative level, the body is just a mere appearance which comes together due to the accumulation of causes and conditions. So on the relative level, the body is just like a dream appearance. But on the absolute level, it is emptiness. So therefore one can speak of appearing and being empty at the same time. Rinpoche gives three different terms for that. The first one says the accumulation of the two, appearance and emptiness. The second one says appearance and emptiness indivisible. And the third term says empty form. So sometimes also this body, which is just appearance and emptiness, is called an empty form. In Vajrayana, one has to meditate on deities. If we realize that the nature of the body is just appearance and emptiness inseparable, then our attachment to take this body as ordinary will be reversed. And if we realize this true nature, then we can meditate on deities in Vajrayana, be it Vajrayogini, be it Kolo, be it Chakrasamvara, or
Dorje Purba,
Vajrakilaya.
Kilaya Gamyam.
If we realize the true nature of our body, being appearance and emptiness inseparable, then we can meditate such deities. We can understand that also these deities are just appearance and emptiness inseparable. At that point, when our body naturally appears as being appearance and emptiness inseparable, then we won't cling to it as being ordinary anymore, and we won't cling to it as being ourself anymore. That means once we have realized that our body is just appearance and emptiness, then we will reverse the attachment to it as ordinary or to it as being ourself.
Nelong tatok tuam, tatok wang do sena, lu rang ngu madro bare, Lumi, this is the Lung Ome Barre, Lulung Ome Barre. Then a Malam de Lula Samore, Malam de Lude, Malam Triple Cups, or you only young Malam de Luranga, Ome Ba, Oma Roba Tegendo, Tundam de Wang de Senna, Young Tabar, Lude, Oma Roba. Luranga, Ome Ba Senna, Lumi de Somore, Tartok don Luma Roba. Malam de Lunda. I learned that Trumor Yopa don't tamper mepa. Tanya do Yopa don't tamper mepa. Namdo Trupe Mola Yopa don't tamper madropa, Malam Tabar Samot. Tinda and Katar Tagoson. Lu madropa te candy, big candy, train that travel nam catabre. Train that travel nam cate Tongba in Batang. Trupa the travel Tongbare. Trupa the nam cat, Trupa the trazote. Think that won't that the wood may be sent to that a pelayan, Namka Yan and the gear. Tindan Katar Tagoson. Tain that travel Namka Yindo, Luranga, O Madabri. Tayan Hiram Nimbole, Zog Tungba, Tungbani Zosu, Zol, Tungbani Yema, and Tungbani Zog Yema in somebody. Tay, Tay, Pati Jana, Lu Tungba, Tungbani Luso, Lule Tungbani Yema.
Tongba third phase is the ultimate phase. Ultimately, there is no body. It is pure as a cloudless sky. From the ultimate point of view, this body does not exist in its own essence or through the, by its own essence. If one says, or this there is no body means that the body has no own truly existent essence. This is similar to in a dream. In the dream, we dream of our body. So although the body is there in the dream, this body does not have any truly existent essence. Therefore, one could say the dream body does not exist, or there is no dream body. In the same way, our ordinary body, it does not exist by its own nature. Therefore, one can say there is no body, or it is not, there is no body. In this way, our ordinary body is similar to our dream body, because from the absolute point of view, it does not exist in its own nature. It just exists from the point of view of our confusion and delusion, but ultimately it does not exist. It just exists from the point of view of conventions, but ultimately it does not exist. Ultimately it is pure as a cloudless sky. When the sky is free of clouds, one can say it is pure. One cannot distinguish between any above, below, or any directions. Sky does not have any essence. It does not exist in its essence. So therefore, ultimately, it is same as the body. The body does not exist in its own essence, as also the sky does not. This also accords to the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, as it says in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, form is empty, emptiness is form, there is no other emptiness than form, and there is no other form than emptiness. The same we can apply on our body. We could say, body is empty, emptiness is our body. There is no other emptiness than our body. And there is no other body than emptiness. If we think like that, then we know that the body, on the one hand, is not true, and on the other hand, is also not absolutely not existent. Therefore, we have to speak of that it is appearing and empty at the same time. Three times. In this form skanda, drawing in suffering, not realized is the body of the four elements, from whence sickness and misery arise. Realize it is the deity's body, the union, which reverses attachment to it as ordinary. Ultimately, there is no body. It is pure as a cloudless sky. Soma patot. This form skanda, drawing in suffering, not realized is the body of the four elements, from whence sickness and misery arise. Realize it is the deity's body, the union, which reverses attachment to erring. Not realized is the body of the four elements, from whence sickness and misery arise. Realized it is the deity's body, the union, which reverses attachment to it as ordinary. Ultimately, there is no body. It is pure as a cloudless sky. Soma patot.
Dunna jen pomme na wante matote na deyende tonzan patu chegar. To na gynam chichonde na zongadok chile. Tartok tonna lande min nam dose zatyam. Tate nyambuchi. Dunna jen pomme na wante dey na wante. De pomu nawande karre. Mato putuna de nelo mato putuna deire. Deinde. Ton sam patu chio perse. Ton sam hien. Partie na supazore. Tona gainam chujon de nelo tona. Kunzo de de jujin tende sofa nansa in batang. Ton tamban de rangang o mato putumbani de tona. Gate de namjang chujongre. De gain them to jong de. Not so mudrop chilling jong. Not so put mudrop jong, de chin them in jubilee somebody. Tartok tone a landing, ne long tartok go on the senna, Latin de nika, rungung over madopere. Rungung over madopere mato, kunzo the mepa mare, kunzup de yare ina tartok tong da ne long tartok go wang de sena la de ni ka rang yin je ma do par ti se ni la nam do se sa cha lo so jun tin ti se no de ni dan da la de nam do la so pa nam do tham je se go go do nam do go tu ba se se ju te kar le se na sa ja chim lo la nam do go tu ba wo sa je na do ran do tu do go ya ta chan
The next verse says, appearances of male and female demons and harmful spirits, not realized, they are the Maras, who create mischief and obstruction. Realized hindrances are Dharma protectors, who bestow manifold cities. Ultimately, there are no gods, no spirits. All concepts resolve within their ground, so Marpa taught. Rinpoche explained the whole verse in one. It speaks here of appearances of male and female demons and harmful spirits. So what are male and the appearances of male and female demons? As long as one does not have realized the true nature of such demons, they are Mara. That means they are demons. Demons who create mischief and obstructions, who create hindrances. But when one has realized the true nature of such demons, that means on a relative level, such demons are just merely appearance. They are just the accumulation of interrelated causes and conditions. But on the absolute level, they are appearance and emptiness inseparable. So when one has realized that they are appearance and emptiness inseparable, then such demons become Dharma protectors. And due to them, one gains the different kinds of cities. From the ultimate point of view, there are no gods and no spirits or demons. Both gods and demons don't exist from their own essence or don't exist by their own essence. It is not that that they don't exist on a relative level. On a relative level they appear, but on the ultimate level, on the absolute level, they don't exist in their own essence. So therefore, one has to resolve all thoughts of gods and demons. One has to exhaust all thoughts of gods and demons. All concepts should be resolved within their ground. In Mahamudra terminology, one would speak of, one has to self-liberate all thoughts or concepts of gods and demons within clear light luminosity.
Dunne je bume no wande, no do duna deinde, ponza bardo je bose, pona vina je dunge, no do mudo je lindo, no do duna lande, no do je sardo bose, dunne je bume no wande.
not realize they are the Maras who create mischief and obstruction. Realize hindrances are Dharma protectors. It's you who bestow many false cities. Ultimately, there are no gods, no spirits. All concepts resolve within their ground. Soma Patod. Appearances of male and female demons and harmful spirits. Not realize they are the Maras who create mischief and obstruction. Realized hindrances are Dharma protectors. It's you who bestow many false cities. Ultimately, there are no gods, no spirits. All concepts resolve within their ground. Soma Patod. Appearances of male and female demons and harmful spirits. Not realize they are the Maras who create mischief and obstruction. Realize hindrances are Dharma protectors. It's you who bestow many false cities. Ultimately, there are no gods, no spirits. All concepts resolve within their ground. Soma Patod.
Rinpoche's advice for those who aspire to become translators is to learn this by heart in Tibetan language. It's Milarepa's terminology. If you learn Tibetan language, you can learn Lhasa language, you can learn the Kham language, you can learn the language of Tö, of the Töpas, who come from the area around the Kailash. But this is the language of Milarepa, and Milarepa, it's Milarepa's Dharma language. It's very important if you learn that by heart.
Then Tanda Kajibutsu Milarepa, Ladum Lengu Yere, Kutye Gom, Wizetro to Sepa Le Song Le.
It is so important because it is a language which come due to his meditation experience, which came due to his meditation experience. Nowadays, the Kagyupas, they practice the so-called Milarepa Guru Yoga. And if you learn this Milarepa Guru Yoga by heart from the beginning where you visualize Milarepa until to where you dissolve it again, it is not as beneficial as learning Milarepa songs by heart. Because in Milarepa's songs, there it teaches profound Dharma, and these profound Dharma teachings came about due to a realization which sprang forth from meditation. So Milarepa's songs, to learn Milarepa's songs by heart is much more beneficial than, for example, his Guru Yoga.
Generally,
in Buddhism, when one practices or meditates on the Buddha, one visualizes the Buddha, or one can emanate light rays and collect light rays again. But this is not the most important. One should study what the Buddha said. One should study the Buddha's teaching. One should listen, reflect, and meditate on the Buddha's teachings. And the same thing is with Milarepa. One can easily make Milarepa's Guru Yoga, but it is much more important to study what Milarepa said. It is much more important to listen, reflect, and meditate upon Milarepa's teachings. So the rest of the song teaches the third turning, or is in accordance with the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma with the Shentong tradition. Tomorrow there is a holiday, and the day after tomorrow, this will be, Rinpoche will teach the rest of the song. The rest of the song.
That government teaching, Nona.
Now we will recite the verses on the meditation of the progressive stages on emptiness.
Gonzo no me don la siraji.
Thank you.
Da tala nya barjo. Deje na ba ma do jira. Deje zo ne jeju do.
Sanam yeshe sojo
Namba kunye doba Manjur lembo Kuyye kashi
Yanna yukcho sungi kashi
Ajarime tuki kashi Jare kusam kumye kashi